like to stay on the right track, or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101, Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. He's going to write us another one, he said.
Oh, good.
Get on that crap there, Brandon. Recovery 101 does not speak for any of the A's.
No A's?
No AAs or CAs or NAs or any of the other A's. All the views expressed are ours and ours alone. Because no one else would express views like ours. Probably because
not being of sound mind, anyway.
Yeah, because of probably the whole Rule 62 thing.
Yep.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Awesome. Shelley. Did you go sing today?
Yes.
Tell us about your big show-stopping song you guys are going to do.
Oh, the one. There is a song. Two Sundays from now, I will not be in church. Not because I've got anything else better to do, but because we're doing a song called Let Your Light Shine that I have yet to be able to get through in rehearsal without dissolving into laughter. I laugh so hard when we're singing this song that tears leak out of my eyes. Because it sounds, you'd have to look it up on YouTube. There's tons of versions of this song. I mean, there's different, and there's several songs that have the same title. But once you find, there's a choir, I think it was Northern Illinois or Vermont or somewhere back east. The girls are wearing long blue dresses. So when you see that picture, click on that one, you'll know what, you'll hear the song. Our choir is average age 60. And, you know, their idea of a rip-snorting party is to, you know, mix half a scoop of regular coffee in with the decaf.
Ooh.
Wow.
A half calf.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to wait till they have a spaghetti dinner over there. I'm going to
spike the coffee.
Introduce some mushrooms to the spaghetti.
So we're doing this song, and it sounds exactly like some kind of 70s Broadway musical kick line kind of song.
Dude, this could have been on the Brady variety show.
It's hysterical. And I just have this mental picture.
You almost came up with a word that's between hysterical and hilarious, didn't you?
What?
You almost came up with a word halfway between hysterical and hilarious, didn't you?
Almost.
Yeah, you almost did.
Hysterious.
Hysterious. It's hysterious. There you go.
Hysterious.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do it with a straight face. I really don't, because I have yet to get through the song.
You have to give us a snippet.
Oh, well, okay, it starts out, let your light shine, shine before God, let your light shine, shine on the world. And it goes like that for like 2 minutes.
Are you like envisioning, you know?
Yes, kick line.
While it's going? Or?
Yes.
Dun, dun, da, 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 dun,
exactly.
You expect someone to come in from the side going, long, beautiful hair.
Well, and the piano, it's not like a melodious little piano. It's da 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 da. I mean, it sounds like a game show song.
Start spreading the news.
It's horrible.
It's a game show song. Awesome. How you been doing, Mark?
I've been great.
Did you?
Been working.
And it's been a while since this happened. But did you pick the Super Bowl correctly?
I did.
I would not have.
I did. I was cheering very hard for the Ravens and yelling and screaming at the TV the last five, six minutes. So
I got to ask you, because yeah, I really didn't care about the Super Bowl this year, so I didn't watch, because mm-hmm, I can catch all the commercials and stuff elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Who blew the power? Was it Beyonce? Did she do it?
No.
Was it the Ravens?
No, it was
somebody's in trouble over there.
It was some computer program that was put into effect to keep the power from going out.
Nice. That's always good.
Yeah.
Your backup system creates the problem.
Yeah.
Speaking of backup systems creating the problem, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. And we are the backup system here.
Yes.
Yikes.
And we will be causing the problems.
That's frightening.
We always do.
If we do our best.
Oh, here's a story. I found this fascinating. I did not know this, but I can see why this is the case.
Any shout-outs, Shelley?
Oh, well, all the shout-outs from the last time.
Okay.
You know, the usual suspects.
Who's Brian?
He's one of the usual suspects.
He's Brian. And he's the one who's going to be staying in our guest room.
The news scheduled in part by Bill Piper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything from Fran? How's Fran doing right now? She doing better?
Recovering.
Good.
The last I heard, recovering. I hope she sends me another. I'll send her. You know what? I'll shoot her off a text tomorrow or
yes,
a PM or something.
We're wishing you all the best, Fran.
Yes.
Our number one Fran.
Let's see. In a light bulb, the longest burning light bulb in the world is still on. It has been shining continuously for 130 years.
Yeah, well, if you don't shut them off.
Yes. It was made in 1883. It has 6 internal filaments. And it's such a marvel. It's handed down like an heirloom through this family that owns it. They never turn it off. See, that's the thing, is that with light bulbs, what makes them burn out is that you turn them on and off, and the metal, you know, gets cold. It contracts, it expands, it contracts, it expands, and then it breaks.
Did you ever hear the thing where, I don't know, in like... in Edison's lab or whatever, they found like this tucked away in a drawer or something. They found one of the original light bulbs that he made, and they were shocked to find that it lit.
Right.
They turned it on, it lit fine. And, you know, I can't keep a light bulb running in my house more than a few weeks, seems like.
Yeah, those new... Yeah. Economy or not economy, ecology bulbs or whatever that were all
the
being
7-year ones.
Yeah, but they look cool. But I've never seen one go 7 years.
Yeah, they don't work that long. Around
7-year bulbs that work about 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the 7-year itch.
And we're all being forced to switch over to them because they're better for the ecology. Yeah, right.
Yep. Filling up the landfills.
Yeah, for Christmas, my mother is so incensed over us all being forced into these new bulbs that
oh
for Christmas,
God.
My mother gave us a case of light bulbs.
Yeah, she sent us a case of light bulbs.
That's awesome.
Regular light bulbs.
That's awesome. Sell them on eBay.
This is in the...
Probably could.
Yep.
This is in the terrible irony category. In La Palma, in the Canary Islands,
yeah.
A cruise ship doing their safety drill...
This
is
so
this another
bad.
Backup system?
This is so bad.
This
no.
Is bad.
This is
okay,
so bad.
I haven't heard
no,
it.
No, it's a British-operated vessel out of the Canary Islands. 5 crew members were killed during the safety drill.
Oh, my God.
With the lifeboats.
With the lifeboats.
Oh, my God. Did they get crushed or something? But
well, what happened was the cable, I guess they actually... push the boats over the side as if they're going to push them down so that, you know, people get a picture of what it looks
right,
like.
Right, so the cable and
you get into
and, like,
chopped
off some heads or something?
And the boat hit the water upside down. And
oh,
basically,
with people in it?
Yeah, with the 5 crew members in it that were demonstrating the lifeboat.
Oh.
Yeah. Watch how this works.
Yeah,
wow.
Watch how this works. I'm surprised that anybody stayed on the cruise ship. I wouldn't.
You know what? If I saw that happen... I would put on the life preserver and jump over the side of the boat.
I wouldn't.
I'd wait to see which boat stayed up.
I'd get on the next boat because what's the chance of it happening twice?
That's true.
It's like getting on a plane right after one crashes. Never heard of 2 planes crashing at the same airport in the same day.
No, me neither.
So,
my luck, though, I'll be flying to an airport where there hasn't been a crash in 11 years.
The slogan for Maker's Mark Bourbon is, it tastes expensive, and it is.
Okay.
However, you will be getting less alcohol in the future. Because...
Wait, is this the only
that's
company?
Okay.
Everyone else is, like, adding extra alcohol.
Yeah. Drink it with Diet Coke. It'll work the same.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, from the last show.
They're watering down their bourbon because, ever so slightly, I mean, it drops it from 45% to 42%. So it's not a huge difference.
You're still going
to
get there.
But they've done that because... I guess maybe the economy, you know, in bad economic times, people tend to drink more.
Yeah.
They're running out of supplies. They can't make this stuff fast enough. It's flying off the shelves. So in order to make sure that everyone gets their Maker's Mark, they're watering it down.
Oh. So they're going to make sure nobody gets their Maker's Mark.
Yeah, which is going to kind of kill the idea of, you know, it's expensive because it's expensive because it's so great. Now it's... a shadow of its former self.
Well, no, they said it. They claim it hasn't affected the taste.
Who drinks for taste?
People that aren't alcoholics.
Oh, wait, I'm an alcoholic.
Never mind.
Okay, apparently, I saw a story. It's called The Saddest Superhero in Florida. So this story is obviously out of
Florida.
Yes. There's a guy who shows up in the paper every now and then. He calls himself Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Is he a big orange?
You know, no, what they should call him?
He runs around with mud on his face.
You know what they should call him? Florida Man.
Okay, well, he runs around with mud on his face. I saw a picture of him.
Is this from Florida?
Yes, he claims to be a superhero and that he's trying to save the world, but his the headlines usually involve things like, Florida Man is arrested for giving wedgies. The Florida Man disguises himself as the sun and steals towels. The Florida Man arrested for stealing 166 manhole covers.
Florida Man's got to be pretty buff.
Yeah, he's kind of a big guy. He's got mud all over his face.
Yeah, because manhole covers are extremely heavy. To take 166
of them. 166 manhole covers.
Florida Man's an idiot.
Yeah.
But why?
What do you do with them?
Well, I don't know, but what's
How do you fence 166 manhole covers?
To take them to the metal recycler.
Wouldn't they question?
You would think. We took 122 aluminum screen doors to a metal recycler once. They said, where'd you get them? I said, we're replacing them on the apartment building.
Okay.
Which is exactly what we told the apartment building.
When you went and took them?
Yeah. We said, we're supposed to come and remove all these doors and install new ones. The guy said, oh, great, I didn't hear about that. Go ahead. So he did.
You forgot the second part, didn't you?
Which?
To replace them.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't. Yeah, we never intended to replace them. Yeah. It was a great idea.
Yeah, it worked good once, huh?
And in Palmetto,
Florida!
Thank you.
Did Fran send these?
No, actually, I found these.
Oh. You're channeling Fran.
Yes, I'm channeling Fran. Surveillance video at the Dunkin' Donuts shows a man who has not actually been apprehended yet running through the Dunkin' Donuts with shoes and socks on and nothing else. They don't know why. He didn't even stop to order a donut. They don't know why he ran through the store naked. He just did. It's Florida. Do you need a reason?
PCP?
Yeah, it's because it's Florida.
That's the entire
He's
story.
He's auditioning to be the next Florida Man.
It's a guy that's usually out on the beach, you know, diddling himself in front of the people.
Maybe. I don't know.
What if he came through for a cream-filled?
Oof.
Okay, you know how there's that, the old, it wasn't me that did it, it was my evil twin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There is actually a case of evil twin in the French city of Marseille. The police have arrested identical twin brothers. They've arrested both of them because they can't figure out which one committed a sexual assault, and neither one of them are talking. They're identical twins. The DNA evidence is inconclusive.
Ooh.
The surveillance video that captured the picture of the guy grabbing the girl, they're identical twins. The girl picked them out of a lineup, said, oh, yeah, that's the guy. They're identical twins. She couldn't determine. She couldn't tell them apart.
Okay. Were they both in the lineup?
Let me go to.
That would have screwed them up, huh? Yeah.
Let us go to our legal analyst, Mark. What the hell do they do about that? You can't throw them both in prison.
Fry them both. Cook them both. Because one of them's covering up for the other one.
Yeah, one of them is covering up. They won't talk. I mean, they also have laws against self-incrimination, so.
Right.
They can't determine which one would be incriminating himself.
Mm, that's an interesting thing.
So their willies are identical, too?
It was the sexual assault at night.
Oh.
I mean, I doubt she saw his willy.
There are these two guys at the local Alano Club.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Richard and Robert, and they're identical twins. And when I was rather new in recovery, I meet this guy. You know, he's dressed however, and I walk away, and I see him, like, 2 minutes later. He looks completely different, like, completely dressed different. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And then I see him 2 minutes later, and he's dressed exactly the same as he was the first time. I'm like, I was freaking out. I'm like, I'm having a flashback. I didn't realize that they were twins. It was interesting.
This one made me chuckle, actually.
Oh, that's good. That's helpful when something's humorous.
In Sri Lanka,
No, it's already funny.
A prisoner at the Whaley Cotta, whatever.
The Ray Liotta?
He had been arrested. I don't think it says what he was originally arrested for, but, you know, when you're arrested and you're booked and processed, they do a search. He was clean. They gave him prison clothes. Then they heard a phone ringing.
Uh-oh.
It was a muffled ringing.
Ooh.
It was a muffled ringing from his butt.
Uh-huh.
They're not allowed to have cell phones.
We heard that coming.
I hope it. So did they. I hope it wasn't like a smartphone because they're fairly large. Like an iPhone or something? That would be.
Gives new meaning to the phrase butt dialing.
Oh, Shelley was been waiting all day to
or
say how, that.
How'd
I'm
he
sure.
answer it?
He didn't.
Put his head up his ass.
So they had to take him to the hospital and x-rayed him, and I saw the x-ray. Now his x-ray is, like, all over the internet. You can see the cell phone in his butt. And he managed to cram a set of headphones up there, too.
Wow.
Well, anything else?
No, just the cell phone and the headphones, because they're not allowed to make phone calls in Sri Lankan prisons. So apparently he
wanted to.
And
why would you want to at that point?
Yeah. Let me borrow your phone.
No one would ever borrow his phone.
Does that void the warranty?
Yeah. Yeah, your phone, man. Something wrong with it. Smells bad.
This phone isn't worth a crap.
Yeah.
My service was bad. Where'd you have it?
You know, I doubt that would void the warranty because I doubt any warranty thing says anything specific about if you shove your phone up your butt, we're not going to honor
That's
the
true.
Warranty.
But it should.
Well, now it might because of this right. guy.
Only in Sri Lanka, though. Buy this phone. If you stick it up your butt, the warranty is null.
But can you imagine the guards in the prison? All of a sudden, a phone starts ringing. They're like...
I'd have made him answer it.
Is that my phone? Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Whose phone is that?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
The story...
It's more like this.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah. See, the guy squeezing his butt cheeks. What are you doing texting?
The title of the story was... A real booty call.
Oh.
I like to squeeze the butt cheeks and dumb texting. Back.
Texting. Let's see. 8B. And that, yes, that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
Yes, 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 yes. Selfwillhappens.com.
Yes, 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 yes.
One of their pages. Shelly just. Shelly's still thinking about the booty call.
I'm still thinking about that story because it just occurred to me, like, if you had, like, you know how on your phone you can talk to it and the text will come through?
Yes.
What happened if he farted? How does that come through in text voice?
It would say fart.
It would say fart?
Actually, it'd be like BM, www. So we have a topic.
We do?
Bad guys.
Bad guys in
meetings. Bad guys in meetings. Bad guys in recovery.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? I don't know why that just popped into my head.
Okay. So, bad people in recovery. Now, the funny thing is, at some point, we could have all been considered bad people.
We were all bad people.
In a way, it's kind of funny when you look at it and you think, we're bad people calling people bad.
Yeah. There was somebody of a lower class than us.
Yes, we're nefarious characters.
Well, does it come under the heading of some are sicker than others?
Yes. And then there's the guy who was in a meeting I was in last month.
Uh-oh.
This guy comes into a meeting. He's on a court card. Has to do 12 meetings. Picks our meeting to come to. He's a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving his number out to some of the newer people during the break, letting them know if they want to score. He's the guy to call.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Is that a bad person in a meeting?
Yes. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, but I would think in that case that you would be within your rights to kick him out of the meeting because you're allowed to be in the meeting if you have a desire to stay sober. Obviously,
maybe
he doesn't.
He does have a desire to stay sober.
If you're there on a court card and it's an open meeting.
But we're not obligated to sign court cards. We have no obligation to do that. You could have kicked him out.
If you didn't sign the court card, he probably wouldn't come back, huh?
Exactly.
Unless he picked up a couple new clients.
Well.
That'd be marketing.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Shelley, you've had an interesting adventure with someone.
Yes, actually, I only had like 2 weeks at the time. I mean, it was like really early in recovery. And I went to a meeting at a church, a local church up here. And it was a small meeting. It was basically that the entire purpose of the meeting being there was because there was an old timer that had gotten Alzheimer's. He had like a bazillion 50 years or whatever. And so they kept the meeting going because that was like his home group.
So how do you know?
Well, that was kind of the whole point, was just because it was stability for him, you know. So it was a small group. There were only like 5 or 6 of us.
Okay.
And this guy comes into the meeting. His name was Tony. There are a lot of Tonys, so I'm not wrecking anything for anybody. But after the meeting, you know, he spun this long line of crap that even I, at 2 weeks, was saying, wow, he's kind of full of himself. After the meeting, I'm going out to my car, and he comes up to invite me to his Christian-based recovery meeting. And pushes me.
Pins you up against the car.
Pushes me physically up against my car and starts, like, coming in toward me like he's going to do something nefarious. Not to use that word again, but that's exactly what it was. And I just looked at him and I said, you need to back off. I mean, I was pissed. And then the other people in the meeting were like a little ways away. But if I had screamed, they would have heard me. Uh-huh. You know, and I shoved him back. But
and it turns out that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on Megan's.
Yeah, he's on Megan's list. Yeah, he is. He's on the Megan's list or whatever.
Now, a friend of ours and a show listener has been in the peanut gallery many times. Jimmy was telling me about a meeting he was at in like Long Beach one time, and a guy shot the speaker. Shot him.
When was this?
This is several years ago. Oh. The guy shot the speaker in the meeting.
What, was he that bad?
I don't know if the speaker was bad or
sick of this crap. Boom.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't think anyone really knows what.
Except
what
this
caused it. Yeah. Yeah, you in acceptance today? Well, I know someone who shall remain nameless, but this guy was kind of well known for screwing around with other people's wives and things.
Oh, yeah.
And guy went up to the door, said, you know, knock, 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 are you so-and-so? And he said, yes. The guy pulled out a gun, shot him right through the screen door, put one right in his chest. And since that time, he has been arrested a couple of times, one for supposedly trading time in his sober living house for sex, and of course the woman claimed it was rape, and then he got a thing for like lecherous behavior or something somewhere.
With a minor.
With a minor, and the day he got released was on mall security cameras chatting up, making advances on some 17-year-old at the mall. And I don't know if he's getting out anytime soon.
I doubt it, because his parole or whatever was revoked.
This guy is like 26, 27 years.
Yeah, he's got a lot of time. And for a long time was well-respected. Sort of.
You'd be the kind of guy that would go up in the meeting and go, I'm just looking, it's an honest program. I'm just here looking for some trim.
That's true. He did say that a lot.
Yeah. Now.
Well, honesty.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it okay.
Well.
Makes it okay to say.
There you go.
That's true. You know, the program's the only place where you can stand up in front of a whole room of people, say, you guys are all assholes, and I hope you die, and everybody will clap.
Clap for you.
Yeah.
Let's give this guy the clap. So. That's a really old joke.
Yeah.
It's just, so, what about? I've seen a fight in a meeting before,
mm-hmm.
where a couple guys got into it. I don't even know, what it was about or who it was about, and I remember being new, and a couple of guys with a bunch of time. One of them was this guy named Chuck, who has since passed on because he decided to go try the waters again and overdosed.
Yeah.
But, these guys physically removed these guys from the room. Basically, the thing was, you want to fight? Go outside.
Yeah.
You beat the crap out of each other out there.
Yeah.
Now, how about other bad guys? Is there any other bad guys?
Maybe it was a bad guy. I mean, I actually had a situation. I was a secretary of a large meeting. At a hospital, and there was one of the people that's her home group. She's there every week. She's always there. Her ex suddenly shows up, and this guy she's got a restraining order against him for stalking, and he's also in recovery. But she's got a restraining order against him for stalking. Now, both of them have a desire to stay sober, and it's an open meeting. But the cops are there because she's called him because he's within 50 feet of her. So then what do? I'm the secretary of the meeting. They're coming to me. And basically what I did was I said, you know what? It's her home group. She's here every week. This is the first time I've ever seen him.
Right.
So the cops took him away.
Hmm.
But I didn't know what else to do. And I wasn't sure. And it wasn't just me deciding this. I mean, I went to a bunch of the other old-timers in the meeting, people that were there week after week after week, and said, what tradition covers this?
Well, I think the problem with a situation like that is, the guy may have a desire to stay sober, but he also knows he has a restraining order against him. If you go to a meeting...
And she's been going to me for years.
Well, whether she's been going to it for years or not, if she's there and you show up and you have a restraining order... You got to know better than to go hang out in the meeting with her. It's not like we live in Southern California. It's not like there's not other meetings.
Yeah,
I mean there's a ton. I would think that's incumbent on him.
Yeah, especially since he knew that was her, and he's got a restraining order for stalking.
Right. Well, Bill had sent in a thing saying about like pedophiles that hook up with women to get it at their kids. Now, maybe he's got some experience with that. I haven't myself seen that. I'm sure it happens as much as any other strange thing. What do you think, Mark?
That's a tough situation. That's a tough situation. You handle it as best you can, but the meeting's there for people to be at, and that's not the purpose of us being there.
Right.
So stick to the purpose.
Well, it's well and good to say stick to the purpose, but then what do you do when there's a situation, when there's an issue?
Well, if it's a known pedophile, it'd be a good idea to let women in the meeting that he's talking to let them know.
True. Yeah. But I've looked on Megan's list several times and have seen pictures of people that I know that go to one or the other of these clubs. And...
They're entitled to get sober.
Oh, yeah, they are. I'm not disputing that. Mm-hmm. But then what do you do with the moms who have no child care and bring their kids? And the guy is a paroled pedophile. He's a paroled pedophile who, by law, has to stay, you know, like 100 yards away from children. And there's a kid in the meeting. So then you have her, the woman's interest balanced against the guy's interests.
Hmm.
He has a right to be in the meeting, too, because he wants to stay sober, but so does she.
Well, and normally you don't run into a lot of kids at meetings, but it depends on the meeting.
Right.
We've been to a meeting on a Tuesday night where there's almost always a kid or two in it.
Yeah.
So that's somewhat of a sticky wicket itself. Any other? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I would imagine that at the private clubs, the ones that are, you know, not a meeting in a church or whatever, the private clubs, the owner of the club could decide, because that's not the private club. AA is not affiliated with. That's a private. That's private.
Well, in
property.
I'm sure they could in the club portion for sure. You know, the people, the meetings are renting the room, though, you know.
I know,
because
but they still
own
the property and can determine whether or not they want someone on their property.
Well, that's true. I've seen cops come to the Alano Club before, and they never go in the room. However, they will motion for people to come out of the room, or if someone's being disruptive or something. I mean, there's been...
Yeah.
You know, because you can be drunk and be in a meeting, but there's been people that have been drunk and been in a meeting and then just can't keep their mouth shut or causing shit and they're, you know,
yep.
knocking
starting
things
fights.
And starting fights and this and that. And it's like the cops, you know, will go, you come outside, please. Matter of fact, I was at a meeting one time and it wasn't even in this last recovery. It was one of my other recoveries. And I had stolen some cocaine from someone once. This guy walked up to me in a meeting, said, I know what you did with my ex or with my girlfriend or whatever. You had just gotten out of jail. And he told me straight out, I have respect for the people in here. I am going to kill you after the meeting. And I said, oh. And I went at the end of the meeting, went straight out the back door, of which... He apparently figured I was going to go straight out the back door because he was already out the back door when I went out. And he said he was going to kill me. And this guy, Sheriff Mike, happened to overhear our conversation. And he went out the back door as well and arrested the guy.
Ooh. Lucky for you.
Yeah. And the guy had a knife in his pocket. And he was on parole. And
whoops.
That was the name of that tune.
Not for long.
Never saw him again. So, we've come to that time of the show.
I got nothing. Go to Mark.
Mark, what would your final words on bad guys in meetings be?
Everybody in meetings, as long as they live up to the traditions of the meeting, are allowed to be there, and we have no opinion on outside issues.
Shelley?
We may have no opinion on outside issues, but sometimes the outside issues have opinions on us.
What?
Sometimes you have to deal with crap. That's just life. You just try to hew... From my point of view, I would try to hew as close as possible to the traditions. And just do my best. I mean, to protect people. And if that means, you know, during the break, pulling people aside and saying, stay away from that guy... At that point, I wouldn't think of it as gossip. I would think of it as protecting people.
I am of a similar ilk as well that, you know, I mean, there's people that have done lots of stuff in their lives that are getting sober who are trying to change their lives. And unfortunately, some of those things that they did don't gel with their lives today. And, you know... Where on the one hand I would say, who am I to decide? On the other hand, if it's a situation where it's like a known pedophile or a known thing like that, I would have a tendency to probably tell someone that. But you know, I think it's one of those case by case basis, because I've seen bad people do strange things and I've seen good people do strange things as well. And just as many times as I've seen someone you would call a bad person, I've seen people that are normal in every way, shape, or form tee off and crack someone in a meeting. You know, I don't know if that makes him a bad guy or not, but to the guy that they just cracked, he'd consider him one.
A bad guy.
So, Mark.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to recovery101.net, scroll down to the 12-Step link, and click the link. It'll take you to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service, just not on Saturday starting in August.
That's right.
And if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce. He'll give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
I feel sorry for postmen now. You know what I get at work? Mostly?
Junk mail.
Penny saver and coupons.
Coupons?
Coupons. Most of my bills come through electronic means now. Shelley.
Yes?
Someone's listening to the shoe. The really big shoe.
They might want to listen to the show and put down the shoe and lay off the crack.
Maybe they're Maxwell Smart.
Chief?
However, they
listen, I missed it by that much.
However they listen to it is fine by us, but we would really like it if you would go to recovery101.net, click on the show at the top, and you'll see a button that says like or permalink. Click one of those. You'll be asked to become a member of Podomatic. It's free, so you should do it.
And fun.
It's not a cult.
You can add us to playlists. You can get automatic updates of when we post new shows. You can put like and put comments on all the shows. And you can add us to... Did I say playlists already?
You can never say it too much.
Okay, yeah. Add us to playlists because, you know, that'll really...
liven up the party.
Yeah, it will. Either whoop, that whoop. Or you can use it as a soporific on nights when you can't sleep.
A what? A soporific?
Soporific.
Help you go to sleep?
Yes.
Sweet. That's awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. That's where you send your Recovery Idol jingle, the Recovery 101 Radio jingle. You got to mention Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio in your jingle. If you want to mention the show host, you can do that as well because we're just that narcissistic. And if you send it, we will play it at least once.
Build it and we will come.
That's right. And if you'd like to join the crack advertising staff or buy advertising, send us an email at... Well, you can send us an email any way you want, but if you send
if you want to buy advertising, especially.
Yeah. recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We don't. Shelley.
Yes?
Who's lead-up music by?
Lead-up music is by Eva Love.
Eva Love. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Four walls are closing in. The room is getting smaller. The silence is deafening. And my thoughts are getting louder. It's getting hard to stand. It's cold as ice in these four walls. I wanna shut it out so I can get the feeling again. What can I say to make this right? What can I do to make you wanna start again? What can I change? Something walls are closing in. The room is getting smaller. I wanna break them down so I can